Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Thank you so much. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the following people and organizations. Danny Norris.
Mm-mm. I really don't know. Anything.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about Houston and Independent School District?
It's right there.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Clint Van Horn?
I don't know him.
Okay. What about Joyce Chapman?
Mm-mm. Don't know her
okay.
either.
What about Harold Dutton?
No Harold. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Shayla Jackson Lee?
No.
You don't know her?
No. Yeah, I know her.
You know her? Do you have somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about her?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run a school.
I'm not sure about that.
You want me to repeat the options?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, support, number one, is support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools. Support
so what
or
it means if the state take over, what will happen?
The state will take over the running of the school district.
Is that a good thing? I don't have any children in school.
I have to be honest with you. I'm supposed to keep neutral, so I won't influence your opinion. Just based on the knowledge that you already have, do you support or oppose this?
I wouldn't know how to vote with that because I don't have children there.
Okay.
And
no,
I don't know what it means by a state takeover. I want the best for the kids, so if that's
okay.
an option.
Okay. In
that's
March, they will... Okay, no problem, ma'am. Thank you so much. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you so much. Here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Do you think this is very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
He did what? He presented a cut in taxes?
He he presented a, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
And how am I supposed to vote?
Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
I think that's good. Very positive.
Very, very positive. Thank you. He is fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
So in short, you're saying he's against the Republicans opposing that?
Exactly. That's what I just read. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
Very positive or somewhat positive or somewhat
somewhat
negative?
Positive.
Okay,
somewhat
thank
positive.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. That's what I just read a little while back.
Okay, but is he for it or against it?
He's for it.
Okay, me too.
Okay, so you think that's very positive or somewhat positive?
Yeah, if he thinks it's very positive, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Do you think
okay,
that's very positive?
Say it again.
Yeah, let me. Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his vouchers scheme.
He's working to stop that?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Yeah, very positive then.
Okay, thank you. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
He voted to support that?
To create more affordable housing
in
Houston.
To create more, yeah. Very positive.
Thank you. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
And he's working for that?
Yes, he is. He was the only Democrat. Okay, that's very positive to you or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Based on all of this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you. Hey, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you.
You don't ask the lady how old she is.
I understand. It's just part of the survey, and I'm supposed to read verbatim. I apologize about that.
It's okay.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
No, we're just new homeowners.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations about that. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
I'm black.
Thank you.
Never been to Africa.
Okay. Do you have any children currently attending public schools, local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No, I don't have any grandkids in school either.
Okay, that will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and cooperation. Thank you so much for being so nice.
Okay.
You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.